It's a time of reflection and personal refinement. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. Today we begin a new series called Exploring and Refining the Seven Emotional Layers of Your Soul. This series is going to take place for 8 weeks. The first is today as an introduction, and the next seven is going to coincide with the 7 weeks of the Omer. Today's topic is understanding the two souls of the human experience. So, this coming Monday night, we are going to begin the festival of Pesach and sit down to the Seder. This commemorates the time when the Jewish people left Egypt, and we are taught that all our souls were there as well, and we all came out of Egypt and were given the gift of freedom. 7 weeks later, the Jewish people and all our souls stood at Mount Sinai, where we had the divine revelation of the giving of the Torah, where we formally and completely became God's nation. But the way it's structured is that the first day of Pesach, God took us out of Egypt. The second day began a period of 7 weeks. Today we refer to it as the Omer, because in the times of the temple, on that day, the second day of Pesach, a special flour offering was brought in the temple made out of barley flour called the Omer, and from that day we counted 7 weeks as a lead up to the festival of Shavuot, which is the festival of giving the Torah. But it's a time, these 7 weeks is a time of reflection, it's a time of personal growth. Let's understand how this works. I'm going to share with you the Kabbalistic perspective on these 7 weeks. We know that each person has two souls, called the godly soul and the animal soul, two drivers within the human experience. The godly soul is the driver of selflessness, of purpose, of meaning and divine connection. It's the part of us that motivates us to live with purpose, to serve God, to do a mitzvah, to be selfless, to go beyond ourselves and let the ego behind. We also have an animal soul. The animal soul is the drive we have within us of self-preservation. It's more of a selfish soul. It's where the ego lives. It's a drive towards pursuit of pleasure as opposed to meaning. It often induces selfishness rather than selflessness. It's when we do things because we want to, when we do things that are just good for us. And those two souls struggle with each other. And there's an inner conflict between the two souls, pulling the human experience either towards selfishness and egocentricity or away from selfishness and into selflessness and living a life of higher purpose and godly infusion. And Kabbalah tells us that each of these souls have 10 powers. The three intellectual layers, the three intellectual components of the human experience, and 7 emotional layers. The godly soul is primarily driven by intellectual understanding, godly insight, the ability to make a decision, to understand right from wrong, to understand morality over immorality. The animal soul, on the other hand, is driven primarily by emotion, by impulse. It's that part of us that is reactionary, reactive, impulsive, instinctive. Now, these 7 emotions that we have, so are the 7 raw emotions that give birth, so to speak, that manifest itself in all of the range of many, many emotions that the human being is able to have, whether it's love, whether it's kindness, whether it's worry, anxiety, compassion, empathy, hate, resentment, excitement, all of those things, happiness, all of those things are rooted in the 7 category and the 7 layers of the emotional structure of the human being. But each of these emotions can be rooted either in the godly soul or the animal soul. Now let's understand how this works. When God took us out of Egypt and revealed himself to us in Egypt and whisked us out of the exile of Egypt and the slavery of Egypt, it wasn't just a physical geographical change, it was also a spiritual gift of freedom given to us. But we are taught that that part, that revelation, mainly and primarily affected the godly soul. It released the godly soul to have expression. But in order to become God's nation, in order to be completely refined, 7 weeks later, we had to work on our animal soul, which is why it began with a sacrifice, a flour offering made out of barley flour. Because although today it's a little bit different, but the Talmud tells us that wheat is more the food of humans, whereas barley is the fodder for animals. So we start with the barley offering, which we did in the times of the temple. Today we just study about it, where we talk about, where we understand and reflect on the animalistic, impulsive self, the ego self that we might have. And what we do is, we work on our 7 emotional layers, trying to make them less egocentric, less animalistic, moving towards being infused and guided by the godly soul. Because the way it works is that these 7 emotions known as Chesed, Gvura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut, each one will be explored each week, because the 7 weeks of the Omer, each week corresponds to one of these emotions. But these emotions are raw material, and they can be good or they can be bad. They can be driven by the godly soul or they can be driven by the animal soul. As we'll explore in the coming weeks, even something like love, for example, there can be good love and bad love. Of course, love is normally something we think of as a good thing, but there can be selfish love as well, which we'll talk about next week, please God. But the general principle is that during these weeks, each week, we reflect and meditate on another emotion, understanding how it can be used, driven by the godly soul, to be something that drives us towards greater purpose, deeper living, more meaningful living, and ultimately a happier lifestyle. And we try to understand what those emotions look like when they're driven by selfishness or egocentricity, taking us away from purpose and meaning, taking us more into ourselves, in self-absorption and self-preservation and self-ego. And we learn how to take it away from that towards being driven and guided by the godly soul. So that is the introduction, and please God, each week from next week on, from next posting on, we'll concentrate each week on a different emotion corresponding to that week of the Omer. But for now, we just want to reflect on this idea itself, understand the two souls, understand the struggle, and understand what lies ahead of us after we are given the gift, the godly infusion on the first day of Passover, on the Monday night, when we eat the matzah and we sit down to the Seder. What then lies ahead of us for the next 7 weeks until we reach the end of that journey towards the festival of Shavuot, commemorating the giving of the Torah on Mount Sinai? So I invite you just to relax. Just get into a position where you feel calm and relaxed. If it works for you, slowly close your eyes. Become more aware of your surroundings. And turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. We often take breathing for granted, not even realizing that we are breathing. But here, pay attention to your breath. Feel every inhalation. Try to focus and feel the sensation of your lungs filling up with air by breathing deeply and abdominally. And then feel every exhalation, the sensation of letting go and breathing out. Do that for a few moments, focusing, paying attention. Your mind wanders, just gently, non-judgmentally, just bring it back to focusing. Feel the rhythm of life. Feel each new fresh breath distinct from the previous one. The pulse of life, the energy of living. In Hebrew, the word for breath is neshima. It's the same word as neshama, soul. But it's the soul of purity, the soul of selflessness. God blew into Adam's nostrils a breath of life, the godly soul. Each breath is an expression of that godly soul. Soul has many layers, but at its core it is pure, pristine, godly, infinite. Just breathing in, just try and connect to your neshama, your soul, your godly soul. The soul of selflessness. The soul of values. The soul of meaning. But for a moment, think of your different soul, think of your animal soul, your impulses. Think of how sometimes we react to a friend that insults us, or to temptation, or to any other stimulus. Think of ego, think of sometimes how we self-absorb. Think of the 7 weeks coming up where our godly soul, our purity, must guide and channel the animal soul. How we must tame our ego and move towards selflessness. We begin with the eating of matzah on the first night of Pesach. Matzah is a symbol of humility, doesn't rise. Symbol of selflessness, a symbol of godly connection. At the beginning of Pesach, our godly soul, manifested in our breathing, is strengthened, infused, boosted, ready for the journey to guide, channel the 7 layers of emotion of our animal soul. Just go back to your breathing, connect to your godly soul, feel strengthened and prepared for the journey ahead. Come back to where you are. Think about this as an introduction, but not just as a discussion here. But think about this as you sit down to the Seder on Pesach night. Talking about personal freedom, releasing your neshama, infusing yourself with faith through eating the matzah, strengthening your soul, ready for what lays ahead in the next 6-7 weeks to channel and guide the animal soul. Have a wonderful day. Let me wish everyone a Chag Sameach and a meaningful Seder and a meaningful Pesach. May this Pesach be a blessing for every individual and their families, but for the whole of Am Yisrael, for a true victory and a true salvation and true blessing and peace everywhere we might be. Chag Sameach.